Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful healing program. And today is our Monday program show on BBS Radio. Today is the 8th and 8th day, 8th month, 8th day of 2011. So let's clear some 8s, everybody. Here we go. So the first 8, we'll count to 10 to clear the energy off that number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And second 8, we'll clear the energy off of that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 2011. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, so we'll see if Carrie's on today, and we'll see how this show goes. Anybody out there, call in, please. So, Carrie, out there in cyberspace, floating around, or?
Yep, I'm floating around in cyberspace. Yes, hi, and welcome everybody to Monday on BBS. We have a few people hopping on the fast chat already, Larry and Dulcie, Marie R. Skyler, and I see Janice. So if you would like to call in, any of you, with your questions, the toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008, or you could try line 3, which is area code 530-413-4510. So, Ron, I don't see any...
I'm seeing something here from Mark. Could have been from the last show, or is it
coming? Oh, okay. Let's take
changing, speeding up, slowing down.
Oh, yeah. I
so that
see could that.
Have been on the last show, maybe. Yeah, they do that. That's why, you know, you notice time changing, because the aliens are in control of time. They created and gave us our clocks, and they also control the rate, probably of the aging process, too, of our bodies. So... it could be very interesting to see what happens. We normally can actually stop the time on these programs here, if you wish, so you could be in peace. Otherwise, you're running time. Remember, the time itself runs your programs. So a way to look at it is on your computer, you have the speed of the computer, and normally... that's why you buy a new computer, typically, at least in the old days, is to get a faster computer. Now they're so much faster, it probably wouldn't make much difference if you got one that's maybe 5 years old. But in the old days, you know, as they brought out new ones, they had a faster clock speed, which means the clock is how fast the computer hard drive is being turned off and on, in a sense, and how fast the different processes work. So on a computer, everything goes from 1 to 0. And so every time it goes to 1 to 0, it changes into the next sequence, which will be the next way the computer's working. And this is how everything works. So same way with the timelines, and the same way with how your body's being run. So if you turn off that timeline, then the programs can't be accessed. That's why you're in peace. So it's another way of saying it. So what we're going to do now is... that's what we'll do, something interesting. We're going to put you into what's going to happen here. The light ship has to find the past frequency, because they don't go into the future, okay? The future is non-existent in the light. They could probably go into some of the future programs, maybe, if they're related to a past one, but normally they don't do that, okay? Because otherwise that's like a prophecy. So they only work in the now. But they do work in the past, because the past is what we're dealing with continuously here. So So what we're going to do is find a program that was running in you. It could be different than everybody else listening. But we'll find the one in you where time goes by very quickly. And we'll see if they can access that and speed up time for you in the next couple of minutes here. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So right now, you should be sped up. And just see how your body's responding, how it's feeling. Remember, you're running the programs that are in place for you today. So remember, you're being controlled by the stars and the planets and your natal chart. And so maybe each day they give you 100 different programs to run. Just talking out loud here. And you know, it depends on how fast, you know, you go through them. And maybe now you could probably handle 200 because you're speeded up. So just kind of see if you're feeling speeded up the next maybe couple of minutes here. See how your body's feeling. And then what we'll do is do the opposite. We'll slow you down, and then we'll actually stop time. So this would be very interesting. So if you're a little bit psychic, can be able to sense the feel energies, you're going to see how it feels. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I don't like it myself. I do feel it, and it's almost making me want to breathe faster.
Yeah, I kind of feel a little agitated, you know.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're out of control with yourself because you can't hang on to something.
Yeah, it's like a little slightly frantic feeling.
Yeah, kind of, it kind of reminds me of when I went fishing a long time ago. And I caught this fish, and I had it in my hands, and it was very slippery, you know, with, you know, the fish itself, and it would start moving out of your hands as you're trying to grab it, you know, to get the hook out of the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't go fishing any longer. I'm talking about when I was probably about 10 years of age here.
Oh.
And I thought that was pretty bad, you know, because I couldn't, you know, work on the fish to get the hook out, you know. But
yeah.
You know what I mean. It's just very, very slippery.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're out of control. You don't have control over something.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what the people on the fast chat talk about. If they want to call in and describe this also, it would be wonderful, too.
Well, Jane is saying it's very odd and everything feels fast motion. And then Mark is saying lots of pictures flying by in my mind.
Yep, that's the program. So, yeah, you might see if... how your hunger feels, see if you need more water, see how your body is responding, you know, how's your breathing, is your heartbeat increased, maybe, it might not be, but, you know, remember that these programs control a lot of different things. You might try to go back in the past today, thinking of something in the past, and see if you can access it quicker. And maybe it's not even there now, because it's going so fast.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, so.
I think there was a beep, Ron, when you were doing it. I'm not sure. Is anybody on the line? Hello? Maybe not.
Okay, well,
hello?
Let's...
Oh, yes, there's a little voice.
Okay.
Who's there?
This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. So how do you feel from this?
Thirsty.
Thirsty.
Well, hello, Carrie and Ron. Is your name pronounced Carrie?
It is. It's Carrie. It's Welsh. It's Celtic. And in Wales, the C-E is a hard C. So just like in your head, just imagine it's K-E. But yeah, it's Carrie. It's a funny spelling. Thanks for checking.
Okay, I'm finally glad I asked that.
Thank you.
Ron.
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions. My first question is about space clearing. I'm going to be moving onto a ranch at the end of the month, and I saw on one of the clearings there's one for pests. So I was wondering, how effective is that? And how long do the clearings last?
Okay, when you do a space clearing, you do it on the location that you want to have cleared, which could be your sidewalk, it could be a room, could be a house, could be, you know, where you're going to, you know, the way you're traveling to work and stuff. All that is very valid. I think that clearing if I'm not mistaken, is good for probably 1 month. And so you're able to do that to clean out the energies of what you're going to be experiencing each day. So you want to probably do it daily.
Yeah, I do. I was just wondering, so if you do a clearing on, like, let's say the energy of the property, if I did that, it lasts a month? I mean, the actual clearing itself?
Yeah, no. It'll clear it in the moment, and it'll take the energy off there in that moment. Now, if nothing comes back to re-imprint that energy of, say, negativity or whatever that's there, then it'll stay cleared. So it all depends who's controlling the energy of that location. There are people who do like yourself moving into a new house or something like that, and automatically, you want to get rid of the other people's energies that were in your house.
Right.
And it's really good, too, for people who want to sell a house, because if you have your energy in there, it may not feel too homey to somebody else, you know, so you want to just make it neutral. This is what the light chip does, is put it back in neutrality. So as long as nobody
is that like the regular energy clearing? It just says energy clearing.
Yeah. What it'll do is put it back into balance.
Okay.
And you might be able to input on that if you want to put something else in there, I think. But normally, the clearing just puts you back into harmony and balance so that it's neutral. That way you're able to, enjoy a clean, clear space. Because whatever you put into a room, it could always change the energy negatively some way for some people. So neutral is the best thing to have.
Well, my husband just got his property back from his ex-wife, and she was full of hate and all that, and lots of Christian stuff. And so I thought, oh, we need to do a clearing on this house. Mm-hmm. And
Good.
I figured the regular energy clearing would be appropriate.
Yeah, I believe that's what you want to do. It'd be the clearing that would be for space clearing.
Yeah, right. But there's a drop-down box so you can choose from a variety of things, and one of them is just it says energy.
Yes, uh-huh. And you may even, since you're dealing with a person that you said might be angry at your husband.
Oh, very. Well, she hates us both. It's more like a hate, not an anger.
Yeah. Well, then do an emotional clearing on her. Okay. Because that, if you do the emotional absentee on her, you don't have to tell her. Just do the clearing, and she may come back into harmony with both of you, or at least with him, because it'll take away that the situation of why she's angry. That's what normally happens. So it's always good to do, a clearing for your adversaries.
Okay. Well, good. And my second question is about my cat. I spent money on vets. I've changed his food, and he keeps throwing up. And I was wondering if you had any clue as to what else I can do and what's causing it, and why is this happening?
Boy, that's a good one.
How old is he, Shannon?
He's about 8 years old. I'm going to do an emotional clearing on him because before I adopted him, someone must have frightened him, and he's a scaredy cat.
Well, that could probably help. But it's hard to say what it could be here.
I just thought I'd, shot in the dark. I've tried everything else, so
the
heck?
What you could do is maybe... do the whole lifetime emotional for the cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting up on the website shortly here a clearing. I don't have, I think you know, Carrie, what they are. It'll have the circulatory clearing. It'll be a package here. It'll be circulatory, mind of the body. This is for like wellness to really get you kicked in. Circulatory, mind of the body. You know what else is on that one, Carrie?
Yeah, I'm just looking for the email. Here it is.
Yeah, so the infection body, the body rejuvenation, the mind of the body, the circulatory and the magnetic twisted body clearing, all of them runs clumping together in a body jumpstart special, so you can do this for your animals as well as for yourself. And I don't know if you decided on the price yet, Ron. I don't want to say what I have written here in case it's not what you decide.
Yeah, it's going to be $200.
Okay, so $200
it'll be great
months.
For people. It'll be like the same, you know, I mean, it's great. I know that I had to do a clearing for people who kind of have a wellness problem. Mm-hmm. And so this one here could help out a lot. Just doing the circulatory to me is amazing.
Is that $200 going to be for unlimited, or is that just the
The clearing will probably last about a month and a half to 2 months, because the magnetic twisted body one could take a while to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have that much time to do all of these.
Oh, okay. It sounds great.
Yeah,
it's going to be a wonderful way to feel good, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So anyway, all these are great clearings. And the mind and the body is your internal healer. So if you've got a problem and it's stuck, I would probably strongly recommend, if people are listening here, is to first do the barcode clearing, your death barcode, before this one here, if you are having you know, some kind of health challenge or something. Or if you happen to be, say, over, you know, 25 to 30, you know, then by sure, you know, you want to get that death barcode off of you. And then go into this clearing here. And it kind of covers everything that I could figure out that could possibly be wrong with someone. To the circulatory one and the body rejuvenation, those things are wonderful. And the twisted body gets all your energetic bodies into alignment. So it's a great clearing.
So, Ron, maybe... the order, I think, also would be, once you've gotten your death barcodes off, do the twisted body, get everything lined up, and then go through the others.
More than likely, yes. That would probably be correct, too. And actually, you should have your emotional whole lifetime clearing done also. You know, that one is very necessary.
And Shannon, for your cat, if you think with his previous owner, he had some traumas, there is the trauma body clearing and there's the fear clearing. So they may be playing a role in this too. And since he's 8, what's that, like $40 or something? So those are a little more affordable when the person or animal is that young.
Okay. Yeah, he's something spooked him. I'm sure it was a human at one point. But thank you very much, and I've been really busy moving, you know, back and forth, and we're painting, and it's been so much work, and I keep missing your show, so I'm finally getting an opportunity to hear you again.
Okay.
I need my Creation Light Chip fix.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
I'll jump off
so
someone else can talk.
Yeah. I'm just thinking on your cat, because cats are very intuitive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they see lots of things. You know, if you look at a cat, just by watching them, they're always looking up in the sky and moving their head around. They see things moving. You might consider doing the empathic clearing for your cat.
Oh, good one, yeah.
Okay?
Empathic. What is that?
That's for people, for people anyway. It's for people who pick up a lot of stuff. They, you know, they go into a room, they feel energies instantly, you know, they feel their body aching. If they walk by somebody who has maybe a broken arm and it's painful for them, their arm will start to hurt. And so an empathic person is a really feeling type of person. They feel a lot of stuff in other people.
Okay, all I do is just put his name in there?
Yep, just put his name in. Yep. It might be good. Remember, cats have 9 lives. You hear a lot.
Oh, this cat, he's such a wonderful animal. I you know, want to help him.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I'll jump off so you can go on.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Shannon.
Okay, you guys. Bye.
Oh, so we're going to do a speed of time up, everybody. And let's slow time down, okay? Here we go. So we'll make it about, you know, maybe half speed of what it was when the program started. So here we go, maybe even less. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just see how you're doing right now. Do you feel kicked back, relaxed?
It's so strange. My heart did a flutter, and my arms feel very heavy, heavier, like weighty.
Yeah.
And I'm talking slowly. Oh, this is a wild ride with you, Ron. It's something else. We got a lot of comments, actually, on the on the speeding up that I'll read while people type in their slowing down feelings. So Maria R. is saying her breathing changed. Freedom said her his or her heartbeat increased. And Amy saying, yes, it does feel like a computer running and humming fast. And Mark is saying, this is a very interesting test for me. Thanks for validating. And Rhonda's saying, please slow it down. So, Rhonda, hopefully you're feeling better. Neat is saying, I was going to say, let's please put the brakes on this fast-paced feeling. Donna is saying, okay, I remember this feeling of panic at this rate. And Janice is saying, my head is spinning. So, let's see if anybody's typed in any slowing down stuff. I'm just hitting the refresh button.
The reason why I do these things, and at times it may sound kind of strange, you know, to maybe the first-time listener, but it's for you to experience, you know, what it's like, because you all have felt something like this, you know. I like doing the one where I put you in your body backwards or upside down. It can be kind of weird, but at least you know that you've been there, and you can go, wow, I remember that feeling, you know, 20 years ago when it took me like 2 months to get myself back together again. That's because your spirit came in wrong back then, but you didn't know what to do about it. So that's why I do these clearings kind of like this here, so that you're able to really understand what's happening to you. And it's a lot of fun, too. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, we wouldn't know. We just wouldn't know otherwise. We would just think, oh, well, that was a strange day or a strange half hour or something. But, yeah, we wouldn't know why. Let's have a look. I'm just scanning down to see who might have written something. Shannon's written in a bunch of Z's, so she must be slowing down and feeling sleepy now. Skylar is saying, my mind speeds up at night like that when I can't sleep. Oh, okay, so that was up at the speedy stuff. And I just heard a beep, so is somebody on the line? Hello? Did you hear that, Ron?
I thought I heard a beep.
Yeah. Okay, so
let's go even slower, because this is probably better. Being faster is too hyper.
Yeah, it's yucky.
Yeah, kind of, I don't know what, I guess the word tweakers are, you know, but
it's like having 10 cups of coffee and you can't relax.
Yeah, so let's go a little slower here. Let's go half this rate. Here we go. Oops, we got a beep there.
Somebody there?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Okay, let me slow it down right now,
Larry.
Again, Larry, and I'll put you on in about 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to go down half speed of where we are now, whatever that would be. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Okay, Larry, you're on. You're
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah, I just had a question, Ron. Is it possible that the androids and the spaceships, that they could be converting the alien language, the foreign language, to English language and reprogramming the human element so that the English language is transferred to us about their control system to us, or they want to destroy friendship between one another?
Well, let me see here. You know, since they brought in the alphabet here, you know, the aliens did anyway. I don't know about the contact with the androids and stuff. You know, they could be like clones of us too. So I don't know about the vocabulary going across. And a lot of times things are used through mental telepathy. On the light ship, they use mental telepathy all the time, where you have your thought of your heart resonating, and from there, you know what is going on and happening without words. The darkness would use the mind energy naturally because they don't use heart, but it's still the same process. So I don't know if I answered the question properly for you or correctly, if that's what you wanted to understand there, Larry.
Okay.
Are you feeling slowed down, Larry?
No, I'm not. I have some. I was a few days ago, but I got more energy from this healing I've been doing. The dark side, this transmission I've been doing. It's I get more energy from that. So I'm feeling better in that area. Okay. Well, I'll think about what Ron said about that. The clones you could be. They could be using telepathy through the cologne, through the heart.
Oh, yeah. And remember, they do use the dark side heart energy. That's why you need to connect with your spirit to bring the energy down. Otherwise, what will happen is you use the energy in your head going into your heart, but it's still the dark side heart if you don't have your spirit involved with it.
Uh-huh.
So you definitely need to connect with your spirit so that you're in the right venue there. Otherwise, you're going to be in the land of darkness, light of the darkness.
Uh-huh.
And people will say, you know, I go into my heart all the time. Well, that's the land of the darkness. They're not using their spirit. You have to command your spirit. It has to be awakened in you. And that's the reason why all the healings use your spirit to be the interface, because your spirit will not bring any darkness to you. It can't.
Okay, I'll try to do that. Can we get a healing for, I know you're into another healing right now, so I won't interrupt that. When you're through, can we get a healing on getting in more into our spirit?
Yeah, we'll do the mind to heart drop.
Okay.
Let's do that right now, everybody. So here we go. Command your spirit, like I said, to drop into your heart with the thoughts that you have. And we're in the slow time now, so here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should all be in your hearts now. And let's go to no time now. And here we go. We're going to source no time. So we're going to bypass the being in the now on the alien timeline. So we're going to go into source energy where time does not exist. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're there. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
I don't want to speak right now, Ron. I'm all slowed down. Okay, let's have a look. I'm going to try and read. Okay, Neat is saying, well, wait a minute. P is saying, everything is in slow motion for me. Oh, and her arms are heavy also, like I was saying about mine. Neat is saying it's too slow, and it would get annoying after a while as well. Amy is saying she feels like taking a nap. Terry is noticing that you're talking slower, Ron. What else? Okay, it looks like everything else is moving on to, whoops, a different subject, and I'll turn my other line off here. Sorry about that. Okay, let's have a look. Oh, Ren is asking if we could do you want to do any more with the time speed of time, Ron, and the taking us out of time, or shall I move on? you want me to move on to some questions? Or?
Yeah, we can go on to some questions, sure.
Okay, okay. So Ren has a question, and she's saying she had a very intense nightmare last night. You know, there's a lot of people are talking about bad dreams lately. I've been noticing on the show here, on the Fast Chat, and also just people that I know, you know, in my group of friends, separate from CLS. So something's going on with bad dreams. Anyway, so Ren is saying that she had a very intense nightmare last night. Could we do a dream timeline crash?
Okay, here we go. So think of a dream that you've had recently, and you need to look at the emotional impact that was in there, why you remembered the dream, what happened to you, okay? So try to figure out what the emotions on that would be. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's, I guess the news now, basically, the last couple of days is the stock market having troubles, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm just thinking that maybe there's some energy there that's attached to money. Naturally, that's what the stock market's about, is money. And so you may have stocks yourself. You may not have any at all. May not even consider anything like that. You know, may not even be in your vocabulary. You just know about the stock market. So let's clear the money. Because remember, all these people who are involved in this financial business of the stock market could be losing money. And just the money itself could be attached to other money, which could be attached to the money in your wallet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at it that way. So let's just do a clearing here on money that you have maybe in your bank account and also personally on you or wherever it would be. Because maybe that energy of fear and anxiety is going into the circle of money. And since everybody has money, you're being affected by it. Here we go. Let's do a clearing. So one, two, I'm going to neutralize the energy and money that you have. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just kind of see how you feel. It might take a minute to balance out, so just kind of check your energy. Back to you, Carrie.
Ooh, okay, I'm yawning. Excuse me. I'm going back a couple of pages on the Fast Chat, Ron, because Pauline was bringing up the point that with the date today that a bunch of groups are doing some different group meditations and so forth because of the 8-8. And she's asking, could you please crash 8-8 as the groups are opening stargates with group meditation? So is there anything that you would like to do on that?
We'll do a timeline crash. Here we go.
Okay.
Timeline crashes for the people that could even be on your timeline. You might be on their timeline, and they're doing this work of opening up stargates, et cetera. So here we go. People who are involved in these group mass meditations are going to crash these timelines. I'm going to crash 10 of these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's 5. Another 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So remember, that timeline all has kind of the same theme on it. So if you're on a timeline in the Beyondo, and a lot of those people are doing these mass meditations on it, just like they're living here, you're probably connected to that particular meditation because you're on that timeline. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Pauline is pointing out that in numerology, money is 8. And money and power are both 8. So that's interesting that you did, that those two clearings came together there. So, yeah, that's interesting. Okay, there are quite a few comments, people feeling a lot better being in the no time that you would, that you put us into, Ron.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to be getting evened out. I'm a little bit jangled up from all those timeline crashes, but I feel better generally. Okay, what was the question I was going to read? It just vanished. Gosh, I'm sorry. There was something. Let me just go back a page real quick. Oh, yeah, Jane had a question, and I see if I'm understanding this correctly. She's saying, do people love us on a timeline? Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be correct because a timeline is just like what we're living here. This is actually a timeline. You're actually living in a timeline. This is the real one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're controlled by time. So that's where we are here, is on an alien timeline. Just that we don't always know when we're on the other hundreds or so that we're on because we don't understand that. They can only allow you to see one timeline at a time because if you saw multiple timelines, it'd probably fracture your mind. That's why you have deja vu patterns, why it comes through that way, or a dream, which is pretty awful, or whatever, because those are bleed-throughs, okay? So if you knew that you're on a timeline and you're living the same life with different situations happening, or maybe it's slightly out of sync with this one, a few milliseconds either way, you know, if that came all through at one time, how would you keep track of these programs? Remember, the aliens don't want you to keep track of the programs and to know about them. They just want you to know about the programs that you're running here. So it could be very strange having multiple programs. So just think that you have a program running and you have a dream that you're being tortured, okay? Or maybe you're dying. Maybe you got killed and you're floating above your body on that timeline. So what if that came through and you go, boy, I died, you know? And who knows also if, you know, when people have a near-death experience, if that's just strictly a timeline also. You never know. But anyway, that's the way the dark side can bring forth people to talk about how great it is that they went to heaven. Because they normally always see their dead relatives and some religious icons will appear. And then they can tell you all about the other side because they had personal experience with that. So just strictly another timeline that they're living on and or they got bounced back here in the forced reincarnation loop because their physical body actually died. And then they got revived and now they're starting life again. So that's kind of what happened. So if you knew all about that stuff and it was all real, you know, I'm sure it'd be quite a challenge for the aliens to keep track of all these timelines going on if you were to actually see each and every one of them. But mainly you're here on one timeline unless they abduct you to something else. So, and he had been abducted here. Remember, you, the main abduction is that you can't leave, okay? So the first time you got here, you were here with free choice. The second time, they abducted you to this planet. And that's so you're continuously being abducted all the time. It's against your free will. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm still yawning from that. And it looks like Amy was saying, oh my gosh, that energy is heavy from people meditating and opening up stargates and new timelines that feel cloned. So I guess if we're yawning, we're either engaged in these activities ourselves on these other timelines, or we're just plain old on these other timelines with people doing that, right?
Yes, probably either way, yeah. You know, you're having an effect by it. Remember, that's like a dark side practitioner.
Mm-hmm. So Pauline is asking if we can have a space-time crash for this. So if you want to do that, we probably need to put our seatbelts on.
Yeah, we could do that, sure.
Okay. Buckle up, everybody.
Here we go, everybody. It's going to be a little heavy. So space time. Remember, the space time brings you back here from a timeline that you're out there in the beyond on. So you're going to bring back the emotions because your body's coming back here to this body, and you may feel yucky. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Did you do it for 8, or did you just do it for whatever came off that 8?
It's whatever came off of it.
Or 10, or whatever you said, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I felt something go back into my face when you started it. Okay, thank you. So let's see. Shannon has a question that Martha is echoing, and Shannon is saying, why do I keep thinking of other people I used to know?
Probably because they want you to go into the emotions in the past of a relationship. Remember, everything here is a relationship, so they're making you think of something, and that would bring up a judgment. And that will pull you into the past because they want to take the energy from you from the past on that particular, you know, situation or experience. And it could be possible that as they bring you back into a past timeline, maybe they want to re-experience that timeline that you were on and put you back on it again. And maybe something horrific happened to you. That could be a possibility, too. If everything is real, everything is alive when you go into timelines. So by visiting a past timeline, it's still real. So you might look at the situations there with those people and look at the common theme on it, the common emotional theme, and do a timeline crash on it.
So Ron, Ed is saying he's in Massachusetts, and there's a little bunch of little letters here that I don't understand, Ed. It must be a radiation reading. He's reading 12R/HR, and he's asking, can we clear radiation? And I know normally your answer would be no to that, but I should let you say whatever you want to say about that, Ron.
Yeah, at this moment, no.
Okay.
I got too much other stuff actually going on with other clearings, too. I'd be stretched out a little bit too far. So, no, the light ship won't do it. I had a check, and they say no.
Okay.
Only because there's so much other stuff happening, and there's probably more going on with the radiation than meets the eye that you're even talking about. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Mark is asking, besides parallel timelines, and the past running in our DNA. Well, he's saying, what others are there? I'm not sure. Oh, how many different types of timelines seem to generate through us? So I guess the past coming in our DNA, parallel timelines that we're connected to and living on, those two things, and are there any other types of timelines that generate through us? So I guess a timeline is a timeline, and we can be on them for many different reasons, with many different things happening to us on them.
Yeah, there could be other things happening. I'll really have to think on that one, too. So I probably could not answer that one this moment.
Okay. Well, basically, we're in time. We're connected to our future. We're living our past. We're living the past of our through our DNA of our ancestors. And then I guess time goes in all different directions, and there are many clones of us, and we're hopping all over the place, and it's just really, really complicated.
Yeah, very complicated. Let's just say that you watch a movie, you know, on a DVD, and you kind of relate to one of the characters, you know, in that movie. Maybe you have you know, oh boy, you know, maybe you have compassion or whatever, but you relate to it some way as it draws you into it. Well, they can simulate that whole system there of how you're feeling and put you into a movie according to what you're watching. So, you know, that's like, you know, curiosity killed the cat, in a sense, you know. So you could actually be watching something, have empathy for maybe the elephants, we'll say, having themselves killed, you know, by people, being hunted, having the tusks taken. And you can feel awful about that, and they can put you into a timeline as probably an elephant being hunted, okay? So it does go much deeper than you think. Remember, everything is mind. Everything is a program. And all they want is that spirit energy. So, you know, a good movie that's kind of a cartoon is Number 9. Watch Number 9 and then watch this alien critter. It looks like kind of like a spider in a sense, mechanical arms, sucking out the spirit energy of these little people that were created, you know, by the person that died, and he put his spirit energy into each one of these. And the aliens are hunting them to get out the spirit energy. This is what's happening here. So if you haven't seen the movie Number 9, maybe it's a couple years old, I guess, it came out the same time as the movie 9, which is interesting, too. That's the alien movie with the cat food. So anyway, I'm waiting to see what comes up next with that movie, because it's going to be back in 3 years, I think. So I'm waiting to see if they got the can that says human food on it, you know? Oh. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Marie R. is asking, can we put people praying in a timeline crash, I think is the question. Sorry if I'm butchering your question, Marie.
I would say that'd be a good thing to do, yeah, because they're going to hook you up to aliens. So you could crash that timeline of people doing prayer circles, whatever it is. Yeah, I would say that would be okay to do, because that's against your free will, free choice. So that's a dark side practitioner clearing, actually. But you could put it in there as a Band-Aid type clearing. Remember, the timeline crash only does situations right now in this moment that you're experiencing. And the reason why you're experiencing that is because it's already stored inside of you and it just happened to pop up. That's why you want to do whole lifetime clearings. But, you know, with dark side practitioner stuff and people doing prayers, et cetera, hexes, spells, curses, that's also another clearing that we have. You definitely want to, you know, get in and do that whole lifetime clearing. So you may want to do the God clearing or the religious indoctrination clearing. Those two might be good to do to get the energy off of you, because they're only attaching to you because they read the energy of that with you, okay? So remember, that's the way it is. Like attracts like. So you do want to get rid of that religious indoctrination stuff out of your energy so that they cannot attach to you as easily, okay? Remember, if you don't have it, the dark side can't find you. That's the bottom line. That's why we're doing these clearings, to get you away from this. And that's why Jesus was clearing genetic DNA to keep the dark side off of people, too, to get your spirit back into your body. So it's all kind of going full circle here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Larry has a question, and he's asking, are people tortured on a timeline, and I guess do they blame us?
Well, blaming, I don't know how to answer that one, but yes, people are being tortured, yes. And they could come back and realize that, but not so fully where it's completely conscious. So it's very possible that you could be on a timeline with your neighbor, and maybe you accidentally, did something to him on that timeline. You know, maybe you went over to his yard and he had some plums growing and you picked some plums and he didn't like that, okay? This is on a timeline. So now you come to see your neighbor and the plum tree's in the backyard and he's really upset with you, not really for picking the plums, just because he doesn't like you in his yard, okay? So he does know something happened, but he can't really put his finger on it because it didn't get downloaded all the way, but he doesn't like you that day because he felt like you violated him, but he doesn't know what it's all about, but he's just angry with you. So, yes, that could happen because that energy will get downloaded, and it could affect other people around you. Remember, you could be on 100 timelines. And so you wonder why your life is going to, say, hell in a handbasket, you know, on a certain day. And, you know, nothing seems to work out and no connections are made properly for you, we'll say. You know, you think you want to do something, it doesn't work out. You know, maybe you're late to work and all of a sudden, you know, you have to go through 6 different traffic lights and they're all red. What the hell is happening here, you know? Why are these things all turning red on me? Well, something could have happened to you on a timeline. And maybe on the timeline, you got into an accident, okay? And so that was changed here on this timeline to have all the lights being red, so you couldn't go as fast, okay? Well, that could be a positive note to that, but it's still control. And so, you know, everything happens. So you have to realize, what are you living? What are you on? What experience are you having? This is why we started the show off with changing time. They can realize that time does change, and they're in control of time. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think we have a minute or two left. Shannon has a follow-up question to the previous one, and she's asking, what can we do about it when we're thinking of others a lot? What can we do to stop that?
Okay, when you're thinking a lot about something?
Yes, or other people.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's you're in judgment of some situation there. So you could do a timeline crash to get rid of that judgment if it's coming from a timeline. You know, I would do the emotional clearing if you haven't had that. If you have had it and there's still situations coming up, then find out what the situations are, okay? Because you may need another clearing. You know, you may need to get maybe a fear clearing, an anger clearing. There's a few that the mental clearing. So you may want to get another clearing if that theme of what you're feeling or relating to hasn't been, we'll say, put back into balance or almost zeroed out. Emotional clearing basically zeroes out almost your whole life so that you're in balance with situations. So if you are having situations popping up, that's why I had to add more extra clearings to the website. And find out what that main theme is of what's going on. If you do some timeline crashing on it and you feel better, then look for the same clearing with that emotion on it, whatever that emotion, you know, would be. We'll say it could be anger, you know, or something like that. Then do a whole lifetime clearing on that. And if that doesn't fix you, then you still have that. Then you want to go into the 7 generational clearings. So kind of look at that. You could also do a self-empowerment clearing, and that will jumpstart you very nicely. and you can figure out in that clearing which one relieves you, you know, takes away the pressure on a particular problem. There's also the courting of people. Maybe you're sensing people because they're courting you, and you want to know what's going on with that. So our show is kind of coming to a close here.
Mm-hmm.
Anything on the fast chat we can cover in about a half a minute, Carrie?
P has a question. We create our own timeline and parallel timelines using our mind, by mind creating the past and the future. Is this clearing something that is needed, as it is on the list of services? Is that a? I'm not sure which one that is, Ron. Do you know?
Not offhand, no.
Sorry, Pauline. I'm not sure which one you're referring to. Let's see. It's Monday, Ron. I'm just going to remind people, Ron, that you have your call in half an hour. If anybody wants to hop on and have an hour of healing on the light ship, that's coming up in about 30 minutes. And then this coming weekend, Ron's intensives begin again on Saturday, the four-hour ascension preparation, and then the following three Sundays, the eight-hour calls or absentee if you need to be up on the light ship, where masses and masses of stuff is done, but one of the main things is the removal of the alien parasitic life forms that we are all full of, and we don't really have time to explain that anymore. If anybody is new listening, just tune in. We'll probably talk about these more on Wednesday and Friday, since the weekend will be coming up when these start again. So anything else, Ron, before we say goodnight?
Nope, that's good. So blessings to everybody. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you for the callers who called in, and we'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for all the clearings today.
Hopefully on this proper timeline.
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
Bye-bye.